ready for some football?
Huh?
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, I am actually missing the game here, but that's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Everybody's Miles.
I'm missing the game.
Right.
Who's playing tonight, Miles? Give us the. Give us the historic. Chicago's playing tonight against.
At Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay. So it's not the Packers or anything. So then you wouldn't wouldn't talk to me then, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
We had to postpone because of unforeseen circumstance.
I did lie to you on that occasion to some extent, but
yes,
it was for the right reasons.
Oh, is that it? Okay. For the right reasons, yes.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
So, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Stag Show. I already said that, I guess, but... I was trying to think if there was something I should... any kind of recap or anything, I don't know.
You had some big announcement for me or something.
No. I didn't say big announcement. I said I was going to hold something for you for this this week.
I guess I was misled on that.
I didn't say big announcement. Well, okay, let's just get it out of the way now that you mentioned it. Now, I have a friend, has made an iPhone application, an iPod application. And I told him I'd mention it, and we're gonna have a little contest. I know you always do the contests normally, but I have a little contest. It's not a very complicated contest. We're not giving away any used underwear or anything, so or toilet paper or pets of any kind or anything like that. So
this is on you, man, because I have gotten out of the contest business, so this is all on
Why,
you.
Why? What do you mean you got out of the contest business?
I'm out of it, man.
You're not ever going to do a contest again?
This is all on you, brother, man.
Well, I know it's all on me, but, I mean, you're not going to do a contest ever again?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, what's the bad taste in your mouth from the contest business?
I think we did one, like, a few years back, and, like, people were getting all weird with it. I just don't.
Oh, okay.
It's all weirdo-rama, you know. Like a lot of... I don't know.
I don't remember that, but...
like a lot of your relatives are writing in. I don't know what it is. Like a bunch of weirdos. You know?
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be your relatives, wouldn't it be?
No, that'd be yours, I think.
All right.
Go ahead. So this is, you got this thing. What is this?
Well, it's not much of a contest, to be honest with you. I have a friend who wrote a iPhone app called Break Time. And you can go see that. Actually, you have to go through his Twitter account. If you go to twitter.com, it's Anodize, which is very hard to conceptualize, if you ask me. But Anodeyes, right?
Uh-huh.
Go there and follow him. He'll follow you back. If you're the first person to get followed back, he'll send you a code for a free version of Break Time. So...
All right, well, let's try it out.
Free.
How about your buddy?
It costs something. I don't remember what it costs. It's like $1 or $2 or something like that if you were to go buy it.
Is this a game or...?
It's a stress relief application for the iPod Touch or iPhone.
Am I supposed to feel happy or sad or...?
It's stress relief, like, you know how they have a... you know the bubble popping thing? Have you ever seen? You know how to pop bubbles? Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Well, there's
an
application to do that. Well, this is in line with that, but it's not a bubble popping thing. I don't want to give too much away, but you break things, so it's called Break Time.
This brainiac has thought of this game, and now
correct.
People are. Well, yeah. Why not? That's all right.
Yeah, you can look it up in the iTunes store, Break Time, or if you want to get a free version, a code for a free one. Twitter.com/Anodeyes, Anodeyes.
What's the contest part of it?
That's it. That's the whole contest. So I said simple. It's not complicated or anything. It's simple. You go follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, I thought you said it was a contest.
Well, it's kind of, you got to get to Twitter first.
Oh.
So when you hear it, type it in. Maybe you'll be first. Because we don't, like, we're recording this on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
We'll release it on Wednesday in the afternoon sometime. If people are downloading it, like, from the iTunes or whatever, then, you know, that's another delay. So, I mean, it's kind of a contest in the sense that you don't really, we don't really know when people listen to this stuff.
Right.
So I don't have any idea who's going to be first because it just depends. It is purely random on when they download it, when they listen to it. Some people download it and then don't listen to it till later in the week.
Right.
Like on Friday or something.
My friend Byron Diddle listens to it on the way to work.
There you go.
And happy birthday to Byron Diddle, too.
So. Oh, really? Had a birthday?
He did, yeah.
How old is Byron?
I thought he was going to be 40 this year, and some bitch is only 39 or something.
Oh, really? So he's a youngin'.
I don't remember that. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, well. I remember Byron. He's written a few things, so.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. So, yeah, Byron, happy birthday. Dude.
Byron Diddle, huh?
Byron Diddle, awesome. Awesome.
Sounds like that's an interesting name.
Awesome. Awesome guitar player.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because we got that, I got a thing here. Let me play that real quick. Is this his? The fat lady thing? Hold on a second. Let's play this real quick. There you go. Keep playing it. That's Byron. Okay. There you go. I'll play the rest of that later. I'll play the rest of that. That's Byron. I remember that now.
Yeah.
So anyway, go to that. Go to Twitter.
Yeah.
Anodize, and you could get a free code for the app. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Hey, I saw a ghost today.
You saw a ghost today.
I saw a ghost today.
Well, Halloween is coming up. So
I know. That's what got me thinking about it. And then I thought this is a good time to mention this story because I saw a ghost. But it actually happened today. So,
is this a real ghost or something you saw hanging from someone's house?
Well, I tell you, here, let me set this up.
Yeah.
All right. So this morning I was getting ready. And I was doing my bi-weekly shaving of my face.
I was waiting to hear testicles. I don't know why. I'm waiting to hear something weird.
I'm not shaving my testicles.
I didn't know where you were going. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't have to shave every day, so.
Yeah, you're part Indian or something.
So I was shaving, and so, you know, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
So I took a nice long crap.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a magazine, my entertainment sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
Which this month, or this week, the one that I received at least.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I call it sporadically, because you never know. Mm-hmm. Had Michael Jackson on the front.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just to give people an idea of what I was reading. So I was reading that. I love the TV quotes. Those are funny, you know.
Right.
So anyway... So then while I was doing that, like I don't – my glasses – when I went and got new glasses like last year, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and my – I can't see far away,
mm-hmm.
but I can see close up.
So you are nearsighted.
Right, so I'm nearsighted. And so I told the doctor, you know, about this. And sometimes when I'm reading, the glasses are adjusted. I go – my eyesight close up seems to be getting better. Well, I told him whenever I had these glasses, got these glasses, right? He said, that's not uncommon, you know, as you get older. He said, sometimes your eyesight does get, then it'll just kind of fall off and it'll get worse. So I don't need bifocals because I can see close, but my glasses are adjusted to, so sometimes I just don't work very well for me to look close up. So I took my glasses off and I set them on the sink.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is all part of the story, trust me. And so I take my long crap. And so then I decide, okay, I wash my hands after, you know, doing my business. Mm-hmm. Put my glasses back on because I'm going to shave because I'm not as close to the mirror as, you know, I was.
Your belly will allow.
My belly, that's right, exactly. I have a spacer.
Yeah.
And so I'm shaving, and all of a sudden, like, out of the corner of my eye, it looked like something went behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my bathroom is, like, very tiny.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not a big bathroom. So
right.
I'm like, the kids can't be in here.
Right.
So what the hell just happened? So I'm like thinking about this because, I mean, I saw something go behind me.
Okay.
I turn around. There's nothing there, like a towel didn't fall or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting a little freaked out because, you know, you remember Poltergeist?
Right.
Remember the dude looking in the bathroom mirror? Mm-hmm. He starts pulling chunks of his face off. Right. That? Oh, that was freaky.
Wasn't just your ass jiggling, was it?
No. Somehow, I got a bicycle flag caught between my butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
I'm getting a visual now. I don't, yeah.
I'm joking.
I'm blocking that out.
No, I didn't. Nothing was so. I'm like, well, what? You know, I'm thinking about this. I continue shaving and thinking about Poltergeist. Mm-hmm. And hoping I don't, like, slash my own throat or something at this point.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, God, that was weird because it was so real.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I'm looking for, you know, you have those floaters in your eyeball sometimes, those little proteins in your eye.
Right.
That's what
protein
they are.
I don't. Is that the time in college where you're experimenting? And
You're such ass.
I don't know where the story's going, you know.
Well, anyway, so I go.
Poking in your eye, like,
you
baby,
see those little
gravy,
things? You ever? No, no, baby.
I don't know.
God,
go
Christ.
Ahead.
So I see, you know, you have those little things in your eye, and you're, you know, and I'm like, it could have been one of those. So I was relegating to that, and so then I'm just about done shaving. I'm like, well, there it was again, right? I pull my glasses off. Somehow, an ant was crawling around my glasses. When I set them on the sink, an ant had gotten, it was in the bathroom, had gotten on my glasses. It was running around my glasses, and I had, like, caught, like, a blurry outline of an ant. And scaring the crap out of me, thinking I saw a ghost there. It was an ant.
Getting wintertime? Is this getting to be, like, Amityville Horror? I mean, what the hell?
We have I swear to God, we live, like, on an anthill, because...
Yeah.
If it rains, like it has been raining, mm-hmm. I mean, the ants are just everywhere. They come out of the ground because the water, you know, the ground's saturated.
Right.
So we have a bit of an ant issue. But, I mean, it wasn't like I have swarms of ants in my house. Don't get me wrong there. But we have a couple stray ants that get in. And then this thing was on the sink somehow. And it's like walking around, gets on my glasses. I put my glasses on. Now it's walking around my face. And it gets on the outside of my glasses and walks by, and then I catch, like, glimpses of its legs or something. I don't know. But it was, like, freaky.
Wow.
So it was my aunt ghost. Yeah.
Ghost.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was weird.
Yeah, we're taps. We just arrived at Bob Lament's house, and we're going to check
out. That's right. We're going to check out for ants.
You don't have ghosts, you got ants,
you got
all right?
Ants.
Pony up the $70 for
an exterminator
guy, and you'll be done with it. You don't
give
have
me the box
guy.
Of donuts, and I'll be... Yeah.
These guys are going to debunk you in like 5 seconds, man.
Well, it's better, you know, than the balloon guy saying his kid was in a balloon.
He's in a balloon.
Hey, policeman, I think my son's in that UFO balloon up there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that dude, right?
Yeah, I know. No, it was weird. It was an ant, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. So I killed it. It went down the sink drain.
You debunked your own ghost.
I did. That's what I kept a level head. I didn't freak out. I really did look around for the kids. I'm like, are the kids in here with me? This is so tiny. There's no way they could be in here with me.
Is anyone playing with daddy's ass?
My son would be the one who would be in there being a goofball.
Come on. Who's doing it?
Yeah, who's back there? I'm going to lean against that back wall, and you're going to wish you weren't here.
You're going to crush my bum cakes.
Oh, goodness.
No,
I just thought that was weird, but I'm like, you know, I wonder how many other ghosts were just ants crawling on the lens of the camera or, you know, something like that.
You're going to do away with about 3 or 4 shows if you can prove this. I'll tell you what. You're going to be like, a lot of shows are going to be out of business, man. You're going to be like,
oh. Oh, the ant thing?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It was a moth on your glasses, Luke.
Yeah, Luke, it's an aunt.
I'm doing some Ringo voice. Some bad Ringo
it's
voice.
I thought you were trying to do a German voice or debunking because you
look
know
at, German. Look at the aunt.
It's aunt.
That's
aunt. I don't know.
That was my ghost experience today for Halloween.
Yeah.
It was freaky for just a couple minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
How about you? Now, you have to tell us because there's pictures, there's proof positive that at least someone with a static radio dot on their head saw Jerry Mathers recently.
Yeah.
You saw the beaver.
I saw some beaver last week. Yeah, I did.
Well, the beaver. I think some beaver would be, you know.
It was quite a journey. It's very
I'm sure
spiritual.
You see some beaver every day when you get home and turn on your computer, but that's just.
What do you mean? I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I was
say,
at work, you're probably sitting there.
Did not hear all the clicking going on or what? Jeez.
Yeah, hey, hand me that box of tissues, please.
It was quite a journey, to even get that. You know?
Oh, really? Where was he at?
That was probably the most ambitious undertaking ever by me to get some kind of autograph for the stupid show.
It was
show.
Further from your couch than ever before.
Yeah. It, Mr. Jerry Mathers, super nice guy. He is actually doing some kind of political thing for some, you need assistance getting prescriptions or something. You're poor and you need help. You know,
yeah.
Trying to, I don't know.
You don't know. You didn't care about that part of it.
Well, just because I'm the whore I am, I didn't really, you know.
Hey, what's that
political?
Hey, free people, Burma, free Burma. What's that you're talking
I'm
about?
I'm all up with that. Yeah, man, if it gets me an autograph or something, hell yeah, I will. I will partake. I don't,
hey,
I'll
Jerry
cause,
Mathers, man. Dude, I'm really for your cause. Can I have like 50 headshots or something here?
Kill small animals? I'm all for that, man.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Kill seals? I will do it. I don't care.
I ran over a snake today cutting grass. Oh, by the way.
Oh.
That's, but yeah, it was a little one. The baby. Sorry.
Baby snake.
Go ahead.
They announced this like at least a week in advance, if not longer, that he was
coming
to the top.
A whole week.
And I don't really get the newspaper anymore. By chance, we happened to get it that day.
For free
and,
or what?
Yeah, my neighbor was late getting up.
So. We get it for the coupons.
Thank you, Miyagi. Thank you.
That's right.
But,
it was a Konnichiwa.
I did not steal it. But we did pay. And long story short is I did get it. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I could, you know, partake
in this.
Jerry
Mathers as the beaver.
Because it said he was going to be there, but it didn't say anything like he's signing autographs or taking pictures or,
whoa.
You know, I don't know if he's giving a speech or what. I didn't know, you know.
Of course he would be doing that stuff, you know.
I don't know.
He's the beaver.
What am I? You know, Kreskin, I don't know everything. Jeez.
That's for sure. You don't know everything. That's
yeah,
true.
Obviously, hanging around with me for like 20 years now, whatever it is. I don't know everything, believe me. I don't. If that hasn't been obvious by now, then you really,
If it's not an ad on television around 11:30, it's about Girls Gone Wild, you really don't know about it.
Well, topsy-turvy. just to kind of move it along here, I read it, and then I was going to keep the article, and I lost it. I must have thrown it away.
Oh. I found a beaver, but then I lost it.
I knew you were going to go with that. Yeah.
That's because you do that all the time.
And I forgot roughly the location of it. I had the wrong location. I was on the wrong side of town.
I drove around yelling out my window, is anybody seeing Jerry Mather? Is Jerry Mather
seen
around
beaver?
Here? Anybody?
I'm looking for beaver. I'm looking for beaver. Anyone got beaver? I got arrested. No,
yeah.
But I went to the wrong location, and luckily a nice lady pointed me in the right direction.
She said,
down,
you
asshole.
She flagged you down, huh?
You like beaver? Well, I, yeah. So I'm like, oh, thank God I know a shortcut to get there. So I jump in my, car, you know, and zoom.
In the Gremlin. You got in the Gremlin.
In the Beretta. Yeah.
The Beretta.
No, I haven't had a Beretta.
You and Fred, that's right.
And it says something about road closed ahead. I'm like,
holy moly, road closed.
They don't close the whole
closed
road.
Closed for the beaver.
Well, I should have listened because I got a little bit further down the road and certain, there's like no like outlet. Like the road is just closed and that's, you're screwed. You know, it's like,
really?
Oh.
We had to go all the way back.
Yeah, now I got to really double back. Suck my kiss, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm working hard to get some beaver here, man. Like, Jesus, man.
You drove all the way over there just to say this tonight.
I know, I did. I've never had to work this hard since college, at least, to get... So, anyway. So, I was going to say Beaver, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, anyway. No, I think you probably worked harder since college. To be
I
honest.
Did, yeah, I have. There's been a lot of bagging.
That's it. Right.
So I get there, and there's a lot of cars there, but there's hardly anyone there. It's like, it's kind of like in this gated building, you know.
Uh-huh.
The gate was open. I'm like, well, is this closed? Is this like a PR thing or what? You know, because I wasn't sure what it was. You know, I'm like, well.
It was in the paper.
It was in the paper, but it was just vague, you know, as to what was going to happen. I'm like, oh, shit, I showed up. And there's, like, maybe a dozen people there, but, like, 10 of them, or maybe 8 of them were standing around just, like, shooting the shit. I don't know what those people were doing there.
Yeah.
And there was, like, one person in line getting an autograph.
One person?
And, like, he had, like, this table set up outside, like, this big-ass bus.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a school bus in the picture or what?
No, that was, like, a big... You know, traveling like,
oh,
you know,
like
Rockstar bus.
Yeah, Rockstar bus.
Yeah.
The Beaver bus.
The Beaver bus was there, spread wide open. But it was running, so because I had like this little crappy digital camera that can also shoot, you know, movies. But
right.
I thought if I try to talk to them, all you're going to hear is.
Yeah,
I'm like, well.
Exactly.
So, like, I find this nice lady behind me. I go, listen, if you take my picture with Beaver, I'll take your picture with Beaver. And then we'll get Jerry in the shot. And then, no, I'm joking.
And
I
she
did,
says,
okay.
What?
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 No, I did. But, no, so anyway, she, you know, we kind of take pictures and stuff. And I can even get an autograph. Free autograph.
Free autograph. Go
he had his own 8x10s there. I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
wow.
That's really cool.
Poor
go,
bastard.
Hey,
with two people, that's it?
Jerry, it cost me a lot of gas to get over here, and I was just wondering if you could pony up a little, you know. Sure, Miles. A very nice man,
you
very nice
You shook
lady.
Him down for a couple bucks or something?
No,
or?
I didn't. I did. Actually, I hardly talked to him. I didn't really even talk to him.
Was there anybody with him, or was he by himself?
No, no, there was, like, no handlers, you know. There was, like,
oh,
nothing. Like, all these, like, 8 people, like, off to the side, just kind of, you know, kibitzing, you know, like, oh.
I mean, and there's 2 people in line.
There was like one, like maybe 2 people ahead of me. They looked like they're together.
Uh huh.
And then me, and then there was like this little bit older lady behind me, you know, that wanted the picture. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know. And I wanted to give them a static card, and the one, like, you've sent me a billion of these.
I know, and you keep losing them, I know.
And guess what I didn't have with me? I'm like,
Yeah, you didn't have it at all, did you?
Cock!
Yeah,
you know,
I gave you like 2 different varieties, and yeah.
I hate myself, believe me. I'm hating myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, God. And so I get my picture. I put my arm around him, as you can see there.
I know. I'm like, I'm really sure that Jerry Mathers wants your slimy paw all over him.
I'm sure he just got done whacking it. Now
yeah, exactly.
He's
like, Jerry Mathers is going, you know, I wish I could have that ability to see... spooge on people's hands in blue.
Luminol
eyes. That's right.
Got done, you know.
I got the swine flu guy next to me here, this big guy.
And so I go, yeah, I'm going to put your picture in between my Charles Napier and my Jim Belushi. You know,
yeah.
He's like, oh, that's pretty good company, B. I'm like, yeah. And that's all I really said to him. I really
does he even know who Charles Napier is?
I know. At this point, I don't. I
or
he's
Jim
like
Belushi.
I mean, this guy is like 60-some years old. I mean, he's like 65 years old. I mean, he's not, you know.
He's got more hair than you do, I think.
Well, yeah, we're going to be father and son. I was looking at
That's true. Well, except, yeah, he's a lot shorter, though.
So I was running errands that day, you know. I was like, oh, man.
Sure.
So I'm all proud. I'm showing everybody my, you know.
Hey, look, I got a picture of this beaver. Yeah.
And I realized that it is saved to, like, the internal memory and not the card.
Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah.
Wah.
I ran over
how the hell do I take care of this?
Yeah, because I'm, like, so, you know, retarded with technology. I'm like, ah, my nuts, man. You know, it's just, like, crazy.
Mr. Mathers, could you help me get my pictures off my camera?
Oh, son, I don't know much about this, but I don't.
You need to go talk to Florence Henderson. She knows all about that stuff. She's got her own webcam.
Yeah.
She's got her own webcam.
Like, I'm showing it to everybody with a heartbeat. You know, I'm not going to care. Like, who is that? What?
Who was that? Yeah.
Who? What?
It was before color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Nobody knows who this guy is. That's why there's only four people in line.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was thinking that, like, I mean, Leave It to Beaver is a little bit ahead of my time, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's before both of our times, yes.
But, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people know who Jerry Mathers, if you said the name Jerry Mathers, most people would be like, oh, okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, it's, so, everybody loves to do the, you know, you've been kind of hard on the Beaver last night, you know.
Yeah, I actually had a lady at the drugstore going to use that joke on me.
Yeah.
I know this lady, you know, she usually gets my prescriptions, and I showed it to her, and she's like, ow, you know the crudest thing said on TV? I'm like, no, I don't want to hear it. Yeah,
then she handed you your Viagra prescription. That was the funny part.
There you go.
She said, you're going to be a little hard on the Beaver tonight. Here you go.
Get it?
You got your Cialis here.
All proud of myself. All proud of because I knew my wife and kids would be home by the time I got home.
They could care less, I'm sure.
No. I go. I've had this stupid camera in my pocket all day, right?
Right.
No case. It's just in my pocket. It's a little digital.
It's getting all linty and everything, yeah.
Big LCD screen. I whip it out. Guess what?
Battery's dead.
I broke the LCD screen.
Are you serious?
I'm like, cock! God! Gone!
How the hell did you break it, you idiot?
With my density. I broke it. Something broke the LCD screen. I'm like, this is the most impossible Beaver shot ever, man. This is unbelievable. I have climbed a freaking mountain to get this shot. You know?
Rain, you are my density.
Jesus.
That's funny.
I mean, I finally got the thing uploaded, but jeez, I've never had...
Hey, just hold on a second, lady, while I get my camera between my butt cheeks here. Okay, and everything's fine. Okay, let me put it back there between my ass cheeks while I drive.
You know, I've shot Tattoo Fest, I've shot Lizard Man, I've, you know...
The last year's Scarefest thing or 2 years ago from the...
Vampfest, I've done Ragbri now, I've done... You know, I've had a run-in with the police, you know, just...
Right, yeah.
Everything I've done, I thought, wow, that's, you know, quite amazing. But I get to this, I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, the Macomb haunted thing, yeah.
I felt like there was some force that didn't want me to do it, you know. I was
yeah,
like,
because
really, it's
so sad.
There's some guiding light that does not want me to do this. I don't...
Where's Lumpy?
Well, he showed up. It was me, yeah. But isn't that crazy, though?
Where the hell did I put that digital camera? Oh, wait, it's under my left breast. Oh, shit. I crushed the LCD. I thought it would be nice and protected in there. You like that dude? Did you hear? There was a story not too long ago. This is probably fake, but about some dude in prison who hid a weapon in his rolls of fat.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining you and your camera. You and your camera.
Oh, I try to hear about my nipples.
You make fun of my friend Mark and his giant belly.
My nipple cam. Nipple cam. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got it over here.
My left thigh. Okay, your friend, you know, when he sits around the apartment, he really sits around the apartment. Man, I tell you what, geez, don't even start that crap.
Well, I realized that he was a bit larger when we were a bit thinner, but that's...
He's a behemoth, man.
Well, but he's, he's Inuit, you know?
He's what? He's an Inuit. Right?
Yeah, he's an Inuit.
Mm-hmm. He's an Inuit. What? An Inuit from Decatur. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I was joking. He's not Inuit.
He lost me there. I was like...
he's Samoan.
He's Samoan. Okay, he's Samoan.
He's not Samoan. He's German, actually.
If he's Samoan, I'll eat the corn out of your shit right now. I'll tell you that.
No, he's German.
My God, man. Can you believe all that shit I had to go through? That
and you cracked the LCD.
Yeah.
So now does your camera just not work at all, or what? You take pictures, you just
can't
see what
you're
taking.
Oh, I take pictures. I don't have no LCD.
I just can't see what the hell I'm taking pictures of. Well, then it won't change a thing on how you do things. That'd
yeah, basically, yeah.
I wonder if that old Biddy did it while she was taking a picture of you in the
building. No, she was a very nice lady. She did me a favor. I did her a favor. So I don't even mean to make fun of her.
Oh, okay. No problem. Very nice biddy, is that what you said?
She did. No, she wasn't even that old. She's a very nice lady. I didn't mean to put her down. She's a very nice lady.
Oh, okay.
She didn't even have to help me out. She obviously saw me and saw that I did need help.
She looked around and basically there was nobody else but you to take the picture for her.
How
so.
About this retarded man
That's
here?
Right.
He looks a little lost.
Corky, can I use...
I'll take my picture, please.
All I do is watch reruns of Leave It to Beaver.
Let me put down my pee bottle. Oh, Jesus.
And she's like, she gets a hold of your camera. It's like all slimy and the LCD's cracked.
I give it to the, give her the camera. She takes off running.
She's like, no, she's like, what the hell?
What the hell?
I didn't realize that. I thought they stopped making Polaroids, for Christ's sake.
You gotta pull it out when it's done. It'll shoot right out by itself, and then you look at it and blow on it a little, wave it.
You give her your shoebox with a piece of wax paper in it, and you know.
This is a nickel my daddy gave to me.
This is my pinhole camera I made myself.
Yeah.
It's got pencils to advance the film, so don't screw it up.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up, you old bag.
Yeah. No, she
I made this myself.
Nice. Come on, don't ruin it now. Don't ruin it.
All right.
Jeez, nice lady. Did me a favor. She didn't have to.
So Miles gets his picture taken with the beaver.
Yep. Yeah, but I had to work hard for that beaver.
Yes, once in your life.
Once in a lifetime, you meet some beaver.
Well, we'll play out with some Byron Diddle then for his birthday.
Happy birthday, Byron.